the Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Everyone has a ticket to Cup Week at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters.
Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Thursday's edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Ballarat today. It's a beautiful day. We are on a good four circuit and the rail is in the true position today. And Mark Hunter is the man who'll find us all the winners. Good morning, Mark. How are you, mate?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
We're on a good four deck today. How do you see the meeting at Ballarat?
I think it's a pretty tough program. There's lots of first uppers, lots of trialers. And I reckon that makes it pretty hard to sort out. I think we'll be in front by about 103. We just have to hang on to our lead from there.
All right. Well, you got us a good early lead last week, so let's see if we can kick on again today with a couple of good value selections getting home last week. So in the first race, we've got a reasonably short price favourite. We can take out 1, 3, 10, 14, 19 and 20. Designs from the Anthony Friedman and Sam Friedman stable. Damien Lane to ride is at $2.10. Sabre Princess is at $5. Then we're down to Little Miss Dotty at $6.50 and then $10 or better the rest. Who do you like in the first?
Yeah, good thing, number 9, Designs. It was a good debut. It was on dry ground, just needed further, was all over the place, still learning, but hit the line nicely then. Went to Cranbourne on that soft track. It was a slowly run race. It was dominated up front. And Designs was just too far back and having to go around them, but really closed off well. I think fitter, up to the mile, D-lane to ride, good barrier against moderate opposition. That Designs is a good thing and will win race 1. Placings can come from number 13, Sabre Princess, who I thought trialled well before Bendigo, went back from that wide gate, got through and finished off quite well. Number 2, Meddler, I think will be a big improver today. It'll be running on strongly. It's got a great place chance. And 11, Little Miss Dotty, probably the leader in the race. Rail true. The race falls right away. Certainly got a chance of hanging on to some minor money. But I think Designs will be far too good. 9, 13, 2 and 11.
9, 13, 2 and 11. A good thing to start the day, Designs, in race number 1. Race number 2 is for the 3-odd fillies. The Maiden over 1,400 metres. Scratchings 5, 12, 17 and 18. American Angel, Danny O'Brien's the favourite at $3.30. Bella Royale, $4.40. Free Wilma, $5. And then Rush You is at $8. The favourite's only been to the track once. Finished second behind Pride of Jenny, which is pretty good form, and it's at $3.30 here. Who do you like, Mark?
But it's a tough race. Look, I'll go with number 10, Free Wilma. I just think with race experience, both runs have been good. It goes forward, gets a great run from the gate, keeps itself out of trouble, that I'll put it on top. But there's certainly some dangers. Number 8, expensive to keep. I thought it was good last time, showed good improvement, got an awkward gate, but should be running on strongly. 1, American Angel, got back in that small field, railed through, ran on well, again got the barrier to overcome. And 15, Rush You, who nothing went right on debut at Swan Hill. It then, second up, was in a perfect race for it, but came out, missed the start, got into an awful spot with the sprint home and got knocked over at the top of the straight. So didn't have the best day out there. The blinkers go on. Zach Spain goes on. It can improve, but it is a harder race than last time. It's very even, 10, 8, 1 and 15.
10, 8, 1 and 15 in the second race. Number 3 over 1,200 metres. Take out 1 and 4. Universal Lady, Kieran Maher, gave it a good push as his best of the day at 2.30. Miss Albania, Glenn Ingram from the trial files, made this his best of the day. The first starter from the Enverjusophobic stable at 3.40. 4.60, Hello Sunshine. And then we're out to Puxy at $8. The Brecky Boys spoke to EJ earlier this morning. This is what he had to say about Miss Albania.
She's been a very slow maturing horse, but she's trialled up well this preparation. Craig Newitt rode her in a jump out and said she's quite professional on that, and he was quite impressed with her. So I think she's well placed today. It's good enough. She's got every opportunity to win.
All right, decent push without getting too carried away there. Who do you like, Mark?
It's a good race. I think they're the two that stand out, Michael. I'll just go with the race experience, number 12, Universal Lady, who I thought was really good first up. It missed a kick, and that's suicidal around the Tatura, but finished the race off nicely. So just with a bit of a better getaway, a little bit closer, I think Universal Lady is the one to beat. 6 Miss Albania has certainly trialled well. Got that wide gate, but only the one turn out of the chute. It's the danger. 7 Pooksie has got gate 1. Both runs have been okay. And 3 Hello Sunshine. Coming off the wet track has to bring that form to dry ground. 12, 6, 7 and 3.
12, 6, 7 and 3 in the third at Ballarat. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 1 and 13. Polina is the favourite, a first starter from the Mar Eustace stable. Coolconey is at $4.40 and a first starter from the Hayes Dabernick stable. And then Don't Question Me is at $4.80. Black Mirror, $5.50. So these first starters dominate the market. What have the jump outs told you, Mark?
They told me that number 12, Polina, is the one to beat. It was really strong. Now, there's not a lot of tempo in this race. It's drawn gate 2, so I'm hoping it doesn't get too far away. I think the 1,200 metres is perfect first up, and just the way it rounded off its most recent jump out, it just needs clear air. It should build the ribs and run them down. To beat number 3, Don't Question Me. A little bit of a hard one to assess. Its best form's very competitive, as is typical of the stable. They don't trial them that often, so we don't really know how it's going. A 9 Camerata copped the wet track on debut, didn't fire. Recent jump out says it needs further, but should be running on. And 10 Coolconey. In a race where there's not a lot of tempo, I thought Coolconey might be the leader. It's trialed okay. It's going to give you a sight for a fair way. But I think 12's the one to beat. 12, 3, 9 and 10.
12, 3, 9 and 10 in race number 4. Race number 5 is a maiden over 1,000 metres. We can take out 4, 6, 10, 11, 15 and 18. Zushine is the favourite, Damien Lane. It's into odds on now, $1.95. Virginova for Wendy Kelly's at $6.50. Bethpage at $10. So this is a pretty short price favourite here, and it's a pretty wide open market outside of Zushine, Mark.
Yeah, that's how the race is too. Look, it should win, Zushine. 3 starts ago, 3rd to Ecumenical, was just outstanding form. Then was a good run behind Forever Free. Wasn't disgraced last time. It's gone for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled well. Draws wide, but again, you've only got the one turn. It should be winning this race. The placings should come from number 3, Ms. Minnelli, who gets a good run behind them and gets every chance coming out of the pack to run on. Number 5, Virginova. Went around at short odds and got rolled there last time. Maybe go better back onto the turf. And big odds here to place. Number 17, Foreshoe. Wasn't a hopeless debut in a handy race down there at Geelong. And most recent jump out was a pretty comfortable winner. So I certainly wouldn't be shocked to see it get into the minor money. I'll go 14, 3, 5 and 17.
14, 3, 5 and 17 in the fifth at Ballarat. It's a big 9 race card. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at today's Ballarat card. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which race number 6 with Mark Hunter finding us all the winners. And in race number 6 earlier this morning, Glenn Ingram from the Trial Files nominated Miss Kansas first up as one of his bets of the day, trained in partnership now with Robbie Griffiths and Matthew de Kock, who started their partnership officially yesterday on Geelong Cup Day with a couple of fourths. Today they're looking for their first winner. Robbie, good morning to you.
Morning, Michael.
How's the partnership going with Matthew?
Very good. Well, we're thereabouts yesterday for 2/4, so hopefully we can improve on that today.
And for those who don't know Matthew, he's obviously the son of Mike de Kock, legendary champion trainer over in South Africa. How did your partnership come about?
Yeah, well, Mike de Kock rang me 18 months ago when planning to set up in Australia, and asked if I'd be kind enough to show Matthew the lay of the land, as Cranbourne was the chosen place to set up. And I thought that was a great honour to show Matthew the way things worked in Cranbourne. And then naturally, I was incredibly impressed with Matthew's skill set and the experience that he gained travelling the world with his father's Group 1 horses. And grabbed the opportunity to work alongside Matthew and his partner Monique, who was assistant trainer with Sean Terry, the big stable in South Africa. And then throughout the process, Shrani and myself couldn't help but think of what a fantastic opportunity it would be to go into partnership with Matthew, and how much it would benefit both the Cock Racing in South Africa and Griffiths Racing in Australia if we join forces. So we, Sharani and I spoke to Mike and Diane in South Africa and asked if we could go down that path instead of setting up instead of the Cock Racing setting up in Australia. And Mike and Diane thought there was a great idea to do that, so we put that proposal on the table, and that's how it come about. And so Matthew and Monique thought could see the benefits in that as also when we went down that path, and we see how good the partnerships have worked so successfully in Australia. It's the way of the future in Australian racing, and we've seen it work so well with Michael Kent Jr. and Nick Price, and we see it with Team Hawks, and we see it with Jay and Adrian in Sydney, and it's the way of the racing world now. So yeah, we jumped at the opportunity to do it, and here we are going forward with the idea now.
Well, that's great. And will you have a few South African horses maybe joining the stable?
Well, we have. So it takes a while to get them here because of the quarantine regulations. It's not an easy thing to just come straight across across from that part of the world to Australia. It's a bit of a slow process. So we were talking to Paul Budsworth yesterday at Geelong Races about the roadmap to come here. But it's certainly on the agenda. But there's a lot of appetite in South Africa to invest in Australian bloodstock because Mike's been doing that for a long time. The champion Agugu, was from Melbourne Premier, and the unbeaten Vancouver colt at the moment in South Africa was purchased from Melbourne Premier. So Mike's been buying at Melbourne sales for quite some time. So there's been a great association with Victorian bloodstock and Australian bloodstock in South Africa for quite some time now. So there's quite an appetite in South Africa to invest in Australia as it is. So that's something that's going to work very well for us.
Well, that'll be great to see. Can Matthew get his first winner in partnership with you today? Miss Kansas, first up, Glenn Ingram from the Troll Files has spied her. What do you think of her chances today?
Well, we hope so. Craig Newitt's been trialling her and he's suspended, but he's been very upbeat and bullish about the way she's been going. I would have liked him to press the go button a little bit just to see if she's got as much energy there as she's promising. That's always something that's a little bit unknown when you don't hit the go button and see what they've got. But all the indicators suggest that she's going to be very competitive. She's trained really well, and the preparing trials suggest that she's good to go. Drawn a little bit wide, but she goes forward. So unfortunately, Luke Curry got injured yesterday, so Mickey D takes the ride. So if her trials are any indication, and if Craig Newitt is a good judge, he's pretty bullish about the way she's been going. So hopefully she can be first past the post for Matt and myself today.
Well, she's a good price too, around $7. And then you've got a long price runner, Righteous Mischief, in race 7. Any chance?
More of a place chance, Michael. She went really well first up, but she's had an interrupted preparation and she'll just need this run to top her off. She was at the races recently and was late scratching. She had the trial to be reinstated. We put a barrier blanket on her today. So she'll just need this run to get it back on track. And then she'll be looking for 1,400. So if she can come from back in the field and run a place, that would be a good way to get it back on track to other races into the campaign.
Well, good luck today, Robbie. Shall we follow any of your runners on Cox Plate Day?
Definitely. The two fillies are really nice fillies. It's always hard in two-year-old races because you really don't know what you're up against. But if the punters want to have a look at the two-year-old trials at Cranbourne on Monday, I see Gossettino was really effective when winning trial one. She's a Palantino filly that's got good speed and was really impressive when trialling well. Never been away from Cranbourne because of the COVID year. It's been a little bit hard to give your two-year-old unraced horses experience, but she's a really sharp filly. And Matthew took Tempest Charm out to Mooney Valley Tuesday morning, and Luke Curry was quite pleased with the way she galloped at Mooney Valley. She's had more experience of the two unraced fillies. She trialled really well the Monday before at Cranbourne when Matthew Allen won a trial on her. So she's had the better experience of the two. And Matthew was really pleased with the way she galloped Tuesday at the Breakfast of the Best at Mini Valley. So they're both really nice fillies, and I reckon they'll represent the stable really well. So we're excited about them going to the English Banner on Saturday.
Could be a big couple of days, Robbie. Best of luck.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you.
Robbie Griffiths joining us there. Mark, let's get into this first leg of the quaddie. And it was a good push from Robbie Griffiths with Miss Kansas. No scratchings. Dane Clipper's the favourite at $2.20. Kutara $5 and Miss Kansas at $7.
Yeah, I think Dane Clipper will win, Michael. It's a horse, a mare that's always shown good ability. I thought every chance first up, Meteorite blew it away. But that's far from disgrace, a race like this. I think fitter, good gait. That Dane Clipper is the one to beat. I'll put second number six, Unicorny, who comes through the same race. Again, with no match, but should be able to dag along behind and get somewhere into the minor money. Three Swizzle Sticks. Gate one is going to push forward, get a beautiful run. And I'll put number two, Kutara, in, who had its first go for the new stable. It had trolled terrific going into that race. No surprise to see it win. This is harder, but it looks like it's come back well. But I'll be taking Dane Clipper one out here. I'll go 7, 6, 3, and 2.
7, 6, 3, and 2, but one out in the quaddie. Island Joy's a firm favourite in the next start and last Sigrid. Got beaten a long way, but behind a pretty smart one, and this is a big drop down in class for Island Joy. It is 220, Miss Hellbender 460, Punksy at 650. Mark?
I think Punksy is the best value for the day. It had its first start for the Amy and Ashiagi stable and got a long way back last time up there at Donald, but really hit the line hard. I think fitter. D End will take over, a big plus for the horse. Looks like it's come back in terrific order to beat number five, Amelia Rann. I think there's another good value chance this race. It ran first up at Mornington on one of those tracks which they can provide down there where you just get back in your wide and you may as well not turn up. So the run wasn't hopeless. It was strong through the line. It'll be fitter and can improve. One, Nenica has trialled well. And 10 Island Joy. Look, it's got a chance. It's going to get a beautiful run for D Lane from gate one. It was well beaten first up, so I couldn't be rushing in at the short odds. But this is easier, it's fitter, and it does get a nice run. But yeah, I think Punksy will run well. I'll go 8, 5, 1 and 10.
8, 5, 1 and 10. Punksy, 650 at the moment. A nice value selection in race 7. Race 8, 64 over 1600. Take out 1 and 12. Upper Ho Dreaming is the favourite at 290. Fairy Wand, 460. And Vesnina at $6, Mark.
Yeah, the only horse in the race I could back would be Fairy Wand. It had the two runs back from a spell. It didn't get a lot of galloping room first up there at Sandown. And last time at Bendigo, in a race that was dominated up near the front, near the fence, it was back, it was wide, and ran on well for fifth. I think it's fitter. It gets into a perfect race. This is much easier. If it trains on and goes okay on the dry, which it should, then Fairy Wand is the one to beat. Racing's not sure where to go. Maybe number three, Upper Ho Dreaming, but certainly say it may be better on the soft. Number nine, Victory in Paris at massive odds. This horse is going well. It's far from the worst. And two, Prism, who has lost its way, got the blinkers going on for the first time, and its best form would put it in the finish somewhere. But Fairy Wand's the only horse I'll get back here. 7, 3, 9, and 2.
7, 3, 9, and 2. And the last of nine, a benchmark 64 over 1400. Take out 3, 8. 11, 14 and 16. Mega Mia for Dieter Clark is the favourite. It's got the good form behind Polanco, who won yesterday at 370. Emerald Crown looking for three in a row, 380. And Stay Gold first up for Danny O'Brien's at 550. Top three in the market.
Yeah, I'm going to put the field in the quaddie. I don't entirely trust many of these horses. I'll tip number 12, Stay Gold, who's coming off a break. Its form is hit and miss. I like the recent jump out of this horse. It's in the stable, obviously on fire. To be two, Mega Mia, who's always running on, doesn't win out of turn, they've got a chance. Four, Emerald Crown will sit up on the speed like it did last time. It's another one with a hope. And the likely leader, number 15, Dania from gate one, will give you a sight for a fair way. As I say, I'm taking the field, 12, 2, 4 and 15.
12, 2, 4 and 15, the field in the last leg of the quaddie. All right, get the money early. What's the play of the day?
Yeah, race one, number nine, Design's the best. The value, race seven, number eight, Punksy. The quaddie will go one out, number seven, Dane Clipper. Second leg, 1, 5, 8, 10 into 2, 3, 7, 9, 11 in the third leg and come home with the field. Play of the day, you're going to play an all up. Win race one, number nine, Design's into win race seven, numbers five, Amelia Ann, and eight, Punksy.
I like it. Who wins the Cox Plate?
I don't know what the weather will do, Michael. It's their usual Thursday question. But on the dry track, I'd be thinking Armory's the one to beat. But your wet track opens the race right up. There's quite a few there that aren't anywhere near as good on soft ground. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there with the weather.
Yeah, who do you think is the best wet tracker?
Russian Camelot. I wouldn't talk you out of backing on soft ground. Yeah, that would. And particularly if they get rain and the inside's chopped out, then gate 15 maybe not such a disadvantage either.
No. And the big one, Saturday night, Tigers taking on the Cats.
I'll stick with the Tigers. They bounced back last week, so it'll be a good game, but I'll stick with the Tigers.
All right. Have you got a margin?
Won't be 64 points. We'll go for we'll go for 9.
9 points. I like 9 points. It. Nice and tight. Good on you, Mark. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
Mark.